And I think that just that flicked the switch in me where I was like, okay, fuck you. Watch this.
Only I can get away with something like this. Y'all know my name. I'm an uptown boy with soul flavor. The beat is D minor, but I'm also major. I do my own thing, so I owe no favors. Can't do it now, then I won't go later. Haters wanna see the boy get lost in the sauce, but it's gravy, so boy get lost. Nah, I ain't cocky, I'm just stating the obvious. H.O. the boss, and I'm making his pockets rich. Hated or not, I am great, and I'm about to get greater. Hit the major like I play with Stojakovic. I keep it real, and my ladies do the same. High class chicks that be crazy in the brain. Style so mean, swag is vicious. Smile OD, ass delicious. Stay getting money, no need for eBay. My heart is all the world, but I'm loving BK.
I ain't got no problems with girls out in Harlem, but they ain't nothing like a Brooklyn girl. See, I had an old flame with a girl out in Queens, but they ain't nothing like a Brooklyn girl. The Bronx is live, that's where my mom resides, but they ain't nothing like a Brooklyn girl. Damn sure ain't nothing like a Brooklyn girl. Damn sure ain't nothing like a Brooklyn girl.
My girl Angie can't be a groupie or whore. She bout getting money in her juicy guitar. Do she get bored with the Gucci, of course. So the Louis she sports till it ain't new anymore. Then she got another one, making hoes getting madder. Getting more money so the price don't matter. Ain't seen her in a minute, no, her ass got fatter. And if you think she bad, then her friends are way badder. Kendra's a Christian, never seen freaking in church every weekend. She need to be a deacon. Had a model bitch named V, but we ain't speaking. But I had her screaming whenever I was beating. She been calling, creeping, crawling. Maybe she would chill if I would beat it. All the Ronisha's fly, and she's sweeter than Splenda. Cause no one ever slows her agenda. I ain't got no problems with girls.
Welcome, welcome. You are listening to Jim and Them, episode 832, part two. My name is Mike Seal. That's correct. The Mike Seal from the patreon.com/Jim and Them Patreon. If you like our show, check out that Patreon. There is a free tier if you want to be a free tard and hear 16 or so hand-picked shows, new and old, movie commentaries, side shows, experimental shows, all the cool stuff we put on the Patreon. You got to check it out. It is fantastic. It will cost you $0. Worst case scenario, you hear 16 things you think are great. If you already like us, you might like them. And you are like, yeah, that's good enough. Best case, you want to hear more. And there are like, I don't know, like a decade's worth of stuff on there already because we've been doing the Patreon for so long. Literally thousands of shows. So check that out. I'm watching this Charles Hamilton video, and I had forgotten what it was like when Beats headphones were this like like flex.
What
the idea of like
what like the why am I spacing on the fucking AirPods?
I bit you and turned you into a mic fire, and now you can't say anything. But yeah, it's like I forgot what it was like when everyone wore Beats headphones to kind of like flex on everybody. Now what you want to do if you want to flex on somebody is be friends with Jeff Murphy.
Oh, can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Can I say it?
No, yes, you can. No, you can't. You can't
say it. Imagine. No, I'm not going to say it, but I am straight. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm straight. That means my gut biome's all fucked up. Anyone else's gut biome all fucked up right now? Holy shit. I was looking on the Reddit, and I was trying to figure out how to fix my gut biome. Turns out it's cum. I've been drinking these bullshit sodas when I should have been drinking cum this whole time. Who knew? It was cum the whole time, Mike.
I that's why I'm so regular.
Is that what Starry is? Or Poppy?
Lollipop, Starry.
Yeah.
These sodas are just full of cum.
I was saying you almost became Trump there for a second.
I'm gay Trump. I love cock. It's the best. It's the best cock. I love cum.
But I got to throw it back to my main gay man, Mike Steele.
Thank you so much for saying I'm a gay man. Tons of new listeners that are like, is he gay? Is he not gay?
He's gay.
He hasn't corrected him. He's making a joke about it. I'm not going to tell y'all. But what I am going to tell you is sometimes you wear Beats headphones. Sometimes you put in AirPods. But if you really, really want to look like a rich bitch, you simply shout the name Jim Scampoli.
Yo, 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 yo. Thank you so much for that fine intro. Should have mentioned this at the top of the show, but yes, we will be live from Japan next week.
Literally.
Yes, yes, we will be. Although I think that means we won't be broadcasting on Friday night because we'll be flying, like, we'll be flying to Osaka from Tokyo because they're a day ahead.
Yeah.
So, like, 7-ish Pacific in Japan time. So, we'll probably be Friday afternoon our time, Thursday night Pacific time.
Ooh, early Jim and them?
We'll be live. So, yeah, you get a little early Jim and them if you want to hang with the boys. We'll be live from Japan. We'll have some travel stories, I assume, by then, because we're leaving on, yeah. Well, we're driving to LAX on Sunday night. Our flight's Monday morning, because it's thousands of dollars cheaper to fly out of LAX than it is to fly out of Las Vegas.
This is so true.
No, really,
we're driving Sunday.
Jim, did I tell you this?
No. I mean,
I've definitely told you this. Yeah. You just didn't
I think
know.
It's something you probably
I thought we were leaving
forgot.
Tuesday.
No.
Oh, okay. Really quick.
Do you have work or anything like that?
No, they don't give me any hours.
But no, but yeah, like we'll have to meet. we'll be meeting. Well, Sunday night, so we'll be meeting at like 1 a.m. Like we're flying. We're doing a red eye drive to LAX.
So technically, like early Monday because it's late Sunday. You know that
we can listen to Bring the Boom so many times.
Yeah, we get to hear Bring the Boom. I was
just lamenting in my head that we don't have like an Orlando playlist. Why haven't we been making a drive to Japan playlist?
Yeah, we probably. That's the closest thing we're gonna have. So I guess we'll make one.
Okay, I can think of a track.
Jim, I'm a retard.
Whoa, you dumbass retard.
I'm sorry. I'm gay and retarded.
Oh, man, you're gay as hell.
I need you to tell me, an idiot, if I want to listen to Jim and Them.
Yeah.
You gave a explanation of when it will happen. I'm a guy next week going, oh, I want to tune into this show. When should I be here to listen to this show?
Oh, good question.
I'm a person in America. I can figure out time zones based on you saying Pacific Standard, but I can't figure out all this different days, different part of the planet.
You're
stuff.
Right. You're
when
right.
should I be showing up to listen to the show?
Well, I'll have a event on our YouTube channel to make it easy, but also it's basically going to be between, like 6:30 Pacific and 7:30 Pacific on Thursday night.
PM?
PM, yes.
Okay,
PM.
Not that different, just a day earlier than what people are expecting.
Yes, just a day earlier.
Okay, that's, for me, a retard, very much easier to understand.
Well, and Will, and of course, anytime I say Will, Jim will probably post a notification you know.
Yeah, that's what I mean. There'll be a, I could set, like, you'll see it on our page when the time
and
is.
And we'll be in Japan.
Yeah, and we'll be in Japan.
Oh.
Unless we get kicked out.
We beam to Berm.
No, I love Japan.
Should we hawk to our Corey Feldman fame and try to do man on the street interviews of being like, hello, Japanese people, do you know about Corey Feldman? And
No.
Yeah, we should hawk to our fame. She just made $1 million. She's her million this today.
The great thing about the Jim and Them trips is
Tokyo driving playlist, go for it, joke, boom.
Repeat.
Yeah.
Thank you, Eric. Well, I will say on our Orlando playlist, vacation playlist last year, Ascension, Millennium, and Go For It were both on the playlist.
Because we drive everywhere when we go to places that are not Japan or London. In Japan and London, it's a lot of trains and taxis and walking and stuff like that.
I do want to call out the guy in the chat. Is it Jack Johnson? He's He's making a plan to get a Corey Feldman Funko Pop to have us sign it. And I love that idea.
Yes.
It's a great idea.
He's like, it's such an expensive goof. We're like, we know. We know how expensive goofs go.
But if you live in Australia, you can get some free shipping.
And I meant to say this at the top of the part one, but I have horrible news for everyone.
What's that?
They no longer...
Wait, I know what you're going to say.
No.
Boom, Corey.
Boom. 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 Boom.
Boom.
Boom. Boom. Boom. Boom.
Corey Feldman no longer sells his prosthetic ear from Stand By Me, the replica.
No!
You see, he used to sell it on his Corey NFT site. That's right. He had an NFT site. But
I forgot about that. The Dancing Corey.
But weirdly enough, the NFT site doesn't load anymore. I don't know what happened. Like, maybe there's some sort of back end issue. Who knows?
It was a wolf pack. Oh, no. Jeff killed himself. That was all that was keeping Jeff all tethered to this world.
Now, I know we were really. We were really promising that year, and I'm just as upset as everyone else. We'll have to figure out another way around this. I don't know if we need to make our own ear.
I would say maybe we make our own ear. And
No. Eric, no. Everyone's asking for their ear money back. No.
And we should, instead of sending, for new listeners.
I want my ear money back.
No!
Every year we do a Christmas card. We send a Christmas card out.
Oh, yes.
Maybe we do a Halloween ear.
Ooh.
And it's our ear.
We make a replica of our own ear?
We make a replica of Corey's ear.
Oh.
Which is just based off nothing.
Like
a mannequin or something.
Yes.
And then we just send a bunch of them out.
It can't
be that expensive for us to do that.
He actually did sell the one from the, at least he says is the one from the movie, like the screen used one.
Right.
And Jordan Peele did buy it. So Jordan Peele is like a big Corey. He loves The Lost Boys, apparently. It's like his favorite movie.
Sure. Then that's why he bought it.
Yeah.
But we know better.
I bet you,
I'm going to look into it and see what it would take. Because I've made like back in like high school for like plays and shit, I had to make like molds of things. You know, the whole like put the thing over, then put the stuff in, and then bring the stuff off.
Yeah.
And then you do it backwards and you make a bunch of that thing. I've done that a bunch of times before. We could make a goof ear. And it would probably cost us like less than $100. And then we could mail them out just like we do the Christmas card and not charge any money and just mail people a bunch of fucking stupid ears.
Well, let's see. Let's look into the logistics here, but I'm kind of open to this idea.
Yeah, I love doing that shit.
Well, how about this, Feld fam? You guys just come all over my ear a bunch. I let it dry. We send it to Corey's house.
Well, then we fill that with plaster of Paris.
Okay.
Then break the cum off. Then cover that
the cum off, eat it?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, eye to eye, I'm probably in the minority, but I actually love Corey Feldman. I mean, you can't deny
that
a piece of us
money towards getting a Corey Funko autograph personalized to you guys. Ugh. And then Heather Dawn May uses that order to serve you all. Finally got your address.
Yeah, that's right.
He's playing the long game with us.
But what I was going to say is, I mean, you don't talk about Corey as much as we do if you don't have a little teensy tiny bit of love for him.
Well, and we mentioned the Miracles video that we were talking about, and then like it became like this big meme for a while.
Oh, yeah.
And because of that video, a bunch of juggalos started listening to our show.
Yes.
But what they liked about us was they liked us goofing on juggalos the way that they goof on themselves or each other. And so it's not that crazy that someone that likes Corey would appreciate the way we like tear Corey apart. I don't think it's impossible.
Yeah, no. If that guy that I'm going to believe because he just said it in our chat that it's his tour manager, the guy that's his tour manager loves our show and he's his tour manager. Although I believe it in a way because he's his tour manager doesn't mean he likes Corey Feldman.
Sure, no.
He's probably like, yeah, you guys are.
Do you know how many people I've worked with that I hate?
Here's the deal, guys. This is what we do. We call to action. You guys have to tweet at Corey about the ear. Don't make it apparent that's a joke, but it's like, where's the ear? We want to buy the ear. This guy has a warehouse full of these ears.
Yeah, just see if he'll put it back up on the store.
No hashtag Jim and them. No hashtag Wolfpack. Yeah. Don't. It can't be ironic. It'd
be like hashtag spooky season. I want one of my favorite Halloween movies is The Lost Boys.
Yes, hashtag
not. Hold on. It's not from The Lost Boys. It's from Stand By Me.
No, one of my favorite Halloween movies. It's from The Lost Boys. Stand By Me.
Hashtag Lost Boys. Hashtag Goonies.
Oh, yeah, I want to be Teddy Duchamp for Halloween. You used to sell a prosthetic ear. Do you still sell that?
Are you bringing it back this year, Corey?
You bring
it's almost
it back.
Halloween.
You know, this is, again, putting money in Corey's pocket. This is talking about symbiotic relationships, Jim and them and Corey Feldman. Which one's the symbiote? Yeah. Which one's Eddie Brock? Who can tell?
Yeah, that's true. You know what I would be okay with? You know, I always say I don't want to spend any money on Corey's stuff because I don't want to give him money.
Yeah.
I would buy an ear if we use that ear to create a mold for me to make a bunch of ears that I then gave out for free.
We just started making
molds
of his, of his Teddy Duchamp.
And I was just giving out free ears to anyone who asked. That would be funny. I'd be okay with spending $8 plus, $97 shipping because it's a Corey product. I'd do that.
Scarecrow's in the chat. Said the name was correct. Not sure if it was real him or not. He did comment on one of our videos, and someone looked at his channel and was like, "Oh my god, you are the guy." So it might actually be the guy. I hope he really does email us and call in.
I mean, that's the type of person that
he
finds
said he
us.
He checked your email right now, so he emailed us already.
Oh, did he?
He's got his credentials.
Yeah.
Oh, it says, I missed that. Did he say
he's also a Saudi prince, and he's saying that that all we have to do is give him our routing number, and he'll send us $300,000.
There's nothing he can do with our routing number. We can do that.
That's true.
All you can do with routing account number is deposit. We're in the clear.
Oh, we are in the clear.
We should just say our routing.
Oh, yeah, he did email.
It's just Goatsy. Fuck! It's meat spin. Let's see if this ends.
I like that we got here from me being like, Jim, I'm retarded. When can you hear the show in Japan?
Well, everyone's all ears. Everyone's up in ears.
I mean, I assume.
everyone's up in ears about. Yeah,
I mean,
people are really up in ears about Corey Feldman.
I mean, he does say he's like, I'm not out to bash Corey or his team. But the stories I experienced throughout this journey are stuff of legends.
I don't think we
need... That's great.
Here's the thing. Just because we clown on him doesn't mean we're like...
We can have a normal discussion.
Yeah, I think I brought this up.
And then we can start going, gay,
like, if we hated Corey to the point where we were like trying to destroy his life, we'd be tagging him and stuff and trying to dox him and stuff. That's not what this is. We simply found a man who is so easy to make fun of in such a joyful way that we just can't stop.
Yeah.
So if you can give us more stories that allow that to happen, that's like fantastic.
Yeah. More Corey's, if you will.
But I mean, I'm not going to read word for word what he says, but he does kind of say like, you know, I wasn't affiliated with him or his management, but I was brought in the form of a sponsor acquaintance to assist with helping the tour get established as it began due to the fact that it was so poorly planned leading up to the show.
Well, he was the designated Corey Wrangler.
So, I mean, I don't know. Is he affiliated with the X5 podcast, or did they do his management as well, or just sponsor his van?
I say we stop talking about other podcasts forever.
Yeah, you're right.
Who gives a shit?
Yeah, you're right.
No. We need to talk
about
X5.
This is where we branch out. This is where we become best friends. Next thing you know, we're hanging out backstage with Steel Panther.
Yeah.
Having a fucking blast.
That would be great. I've never done a drug in my life. I'd start doing drugs if it was with Steel Panther.
We go to Birmingham and start riding on that guy's mega jet skis that he has.
Oh, we buy our own Hornetron.
We'd buy a Hornetron.
Yeah, we're just throwing ears out the back
to
lose weight.
If we can't get this ear situation taken care of, we're going to have to buy a Hornetron. That's the compromise.
Okay.
Because it was like $150 or something.
After Japan,
it would probably blow our fucking ears. Speaking of ears, we'd be doing it here in the studio.
We'd need a bunch of new ears.
Yeah. If only we could make them somehow. I will genuinely look into what it would cost for us to make a bunch of fake shitty ear molds. It can't be that bad. I bet it will, Jim. I bet it will be cheaper than what we spend when we make the Christmas card every year.
Well, Gordon was saying that the ear technology has changed so much since your high school days, so you better be careful.
But the idea is still the same.
I think he's just goofing.
Okay. Yeah. You put the thing
3D
over.
Print an ear.
You put the thing over. You put the stuff in. You break the stuff off.
Yeah.
You put new stuff over, repeat. Like, that's making a mold.
I love how we're obsessed now with a fucking, a thing he sold like 4 years ago that I don't think anyone knows about.
Yeah,
but he used to sell a fake replica of Teddy from Stand By Me's ear because he had the burnt up ear in the movie that his dad
and now
his dad beat him up.
The Halloween treasure ghost is gonna just start flying around, sprinkling ears out to all the good boys and girls for Halloween.
Yeah, it's just a news story about a disturbing trend in trick or treating.
Streamers are giving away ears for free.
Anyways, well, China, I mean, other cringe things. I don't know if we're kind of late on this. I think this is like a known thing, but it's fairly new to me.
Everything's new to me.
Jeff, maybe you've seen this guy. Have you seen this guy that like acts out things online? I think he kind of went viral a couple weeks ago where he does a situation of like, my son died, and like he just
cries.
Yeah,
the British guy.
Yeah, the British guy. You've seen him, right?
Yeah, yeah, he's big.
Because he had a recent one where it's
he's really good though. He is really good.
I love the idea of just what little I'm seeing right now. I'm already into this.
Yeah,
because I know he like on on YouTube he has like over 300,000 subscribers. Obama. So I think he's pretty well known.
Stand By Me, a Halloween classic.
yeah, so absolutely, Eric, a Halloween staple.
No, I'm excited. I didn't know you didn't know about this guy. This guy's awesome.
I think I saw a thing about him a couple weeks ago because there was one when he was like, there was one where he was in the car yelling about his wife cheating on him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which I saw, but I knew it was like a bit, but I didn't know how deep the bit went.
It's like
at
all
the
he
time.
Does. Yeah, it's awesome.
And then I saw this one this week, and I was like, wait a minute. This guy looks vaguely familiar. What is going on here?
Yeah, he's always drooling and crying.
Yeah, because this is just one of his new ones. If you're familiar with the guy, his new one is husband's last message to wife after falling into the river.
He's so good at this.
A folded from a rock. I think I've broken my back. Listen to me, baby. I just wanted to say to you. I'm so sorry. I know you've had a difficult pregnancy. And I'm so sorry that I'm not going to be there to get to see how little angel born. But you're going to be an amazing mom.
So the storyline is he was rock climbing.
Yeah.
He fell,
he
broke
paralyzed
his back.
Himself. He pulled out his
but
phone.
But he's able to get his phone out. And he's
the wife cheating on him one is the best one.
I'm picturing this as we're watching the movie of a guy leaving a voicemail.
Yeah. Well, I'm picturing it as like they found his phone. Like he wasn't able to send this. He had no signal. But they recovered his remains. They end up finding his. This is months later. They found his phone. And an officer like solemnly like knocks on the door and is like,
yeah,
I think it's going to be hard, but you really should see this.
What did you say? The flag. And then he unfolds the flag and there's a tablet in there. Yeah. The wife cheating
and the
on
music,
him. One is incredible.
And the music's like the paralyzed guy put the music and everything on there too, like to make sure.
And it's like Lord of the Rings font.
The Lord of the Rings subtitles.
No, I'm not going to be there to get to see how little angel born. You're gonna be an amazing mom. You are. And I just wanted you to let her know. I just know that I'm always gonna be watching down on her. I love you. I love you, baby. I'm so sorry.
This one's like a mild one compared to most of them.
I like how he's just sinking into the water now.
Wife cheat.
Yeah, he geeks on that one, right?
Yeah, that one's the best one in my opinion. But there's a lot of them. That one's great too. Child drowns in pool. That one's really good.
This is a great idea.
Oh yeah, is it Soldier Brother?
No. He's in a car. It's pretty recent. It's probably within that scroll.
Let me see. I'll just go to his videos here.
The child drowns in car is very good. Top brain surgeon fails to save baby.
I like astronaut freezes to death in space.
Oh, dude, I just want to watch.
I just know the one is very good. It's probably further down.
Yeah, I can't believe
it's not that one.
Yeah, it's not that. But these are even older, though, as I go. Maybe it's not on his YouTube channel. Maybe it's only on like, because I know his TikTok has a ton of these too.
This is a great idea.
And I mean, I assume he knows it's more of a Oh, is this
yeah,
it? Actually,
one,
here
the,
it is.
Yeah.
I assume he, like, unlike, unless we're the
no,
Corey
no, it, it's no. right next to it, though.
Oh, not this back. One.
You know that this isn't him.
Soldier found wife sleeping.
Oh,
with
here it
brother.
Is. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you know that this isn't like an actor's reel. There is a version of this where someone finds an actor's, like, YouTube reels and you laugh at them because it's like them going for it. It's clear that this guy knows what he's doing, not that we found some
but
like
so good.
Real
but I
thing.
Assume, and again, I feel like I'm the Corey noob now that like stumbles on one of our videos and like, ah, this guy's in on it. But I assume this probably started as an actor's reel and maybe like
maybe?
He started getting a little attention. He's like, oh, I could just lean into this, but I could be wrong.
But I can also just like, it seems like such an idea of like, oh, I'm going to make an account where all I do is like fake over the top dramatic things from movies. Like that's not, that doesn't feel like a reach.
But I feel like he know, like, I mean, cause he really can cry.
Yeah.
So I think it comes from trying to be an actor at the very least.
Sure.
No! How could you do this to me, Anna? You are my wife!
He's wearing fatigues.
How could you sleep with
How to Build
brother?
A House is in the background. So.
I just get back from war!
It looks like angry Bam Margera.
We've been married for 20 years!
This is wild, too, to even think. Like, we were just talking about the Costco guys, like, stumbling upon them behind the scenes. But, like, even if you're, like, this is in a car, but if you're just in the neighborhood, you could hear this guy screaming in his car. Yeah. And you're like, ah, oh, my neighbor Lewis making one of his internet videos again.
And you remember when we were in London and everyone was weird about like talking loud in a restaurant?
We've got two kids, for God's sake! How could you do this to me?
He's so wet.
He looks like he's been pepper sprayed.
I love the slow motion. And he does have kind of an Andy Serkis vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah, and someone is filming this too, so you have to like help him get into the character.
This is fantastic.
Yeah, I am curious on the astronaut.
Yeah, where's this astronaut one? Wait, what's that? Police officer discovers twin brother.
The one where he's holding
climber.
The kid is very good too.
Okay, yeah.
Freeze to death.
My mission has failed. My ship is lost. It's heating unit.
It's like a cartoon freezing though too. Like it's all he's like an icicle.
55 degrees. My circulation is failing.
Is a patch that says astronaut.
He's got ice on his eyelashes.
I don't have a lot of time left. This will be my last transmission. This message is for my wife.
It's always, is she pregnant too?
My sweetheart.
Well, they lost the first kid drowning in the pool.
I'm sorry.
Isn't this also... Is this stolen valor in the sense of, like... I remember when we initially would talk about TikTok when it felt like more of a brand new thing. And there was, like, Indian guys that were always, like, acting out scenes on TikTok. But they were usually doing, like, rom-com moments.
They were doing protecting a girl from bullies.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, like, do a weird look at people and they run away.
Yeah. Yeah, this is exactly like that.
Would you like it to you?
Sorry, India. Once again, white people did it better.
Sorry, I'm not going to be able to see our baby girl born.
Always.
This guy's is so waiting for the phone to ring for an acting gig.
He's better at crying than most people.
He is.
Tom Cruise had to squeeze his hand to cry.
Thank you, Eric. But I mean, I guess I don't know this guy, so I wouldn't have known this, but it feels like if you were making a comedy or something, why would you not? I've seen lesser shitty internet people
shitty
cameos.
Shitty YouTube people are always like in movies. There's that. Remember that black guy that was like early like YouTube guy that then just like was in movie after movie after movie.
The guy that was in the Logan Paul movie. Yes, I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, the big spoon.
Yeah, to the point where he started.
Like, he was just at Wise Guys a couple weeks ago.
He was just an actor guy at some point in time. He wasn't even YouTube guy anymore. This is a guy you could easily look at it. Like if you're like in Hollywood and be like, I mean, he has a sense of humor. He has the ability to act. Let's get him in something being funny.
Yeah, well, and you. If
what's
you,
to lose? Let him be.
If you have a moment where someone's freaking out over something crazy, why would you not have this guy in it?
The main characters in the movie go to a restaurant with a weird waiter. This is like the guy you go like, hey, will you come in and be like the fucking crazy waiter, please?
Will you be the waiter that trips and falls on a knife and then has to make a video to his wife?
Remember,
he's dying.
Remember in 40-Year-Old Virgin when Jonah Hill wasn't in movies?
He played the eBay store.
Yeah, he was the eBay store bit part that everything he did for a long time after that was just like, oh, I understand why they chose this guy to be in Barrett. This could be the guy where it's like, oh shit, he was angry waiter.
Yeah.
Like, angry waiter's got a career now, and he's the best.
How is this guy not in a John Cena comedy?
An Amazon Prime movie.
Well, they haven't seen Drowning Sun. Yes, Sun drowns in pool.
Let me see a little of this first. And then, you're right. We gotta see Drowning Sun.
Please.
I wanna see if this one goes to a slow-mo moment like the other ones do.
It does.
Is this real?
Very much. I don't need to worry.
He's smiling.
Starts cracking up.
I mean, how many takes must end with this cracking?
Never happened to me.
Or does he have to, like, Daniel Day-Lewis, like, march around the house for hours? And
dude,
then, like,
I feel like there's that is an element for sure. Yes, I feel he gets himself hyped up.
Yeah, it's like the Jack Nicholson, like, before he does his Shining take.
Yes,
where he's, like,
swinging
the axe around. Yeah, that.
Oh, wait, we gotta watch Astronaut Killed on the Moon. If I lay
here, if I just lay here. Oh, this one's got a storyline.
Oh no, it's got all the build up.
No, the cover that kills more people than anything.
Don't go in the pool, kid. Baby Gronk.
Oh, dang, he's yatted.
Oh, no.
Kid just actually drowns making the video. Yeah.
Wait, are two kids going to die?
Oh, the other one tries to save him.
Such build-up, dude.
Oh, the slow motion.
This is good. If I lay here. I want to hear his screaming though.
That's very good.
All right, yeah, one more. Let's watch Astronaut Dies on the Moon or Killed
Man
on the Moon.
We can kill his brother's wife.
Oh, is he also freezing?
Houston, do you have a visual copy? This is astronaut Richard Gray. My team are dead. Repeat, my team are dead. There's something out here with us. It killed them all.
Oh, there's an alien.
This one is an alien.
They were pretty bad. Whatever it is, it's not human. I've never had anything like it before. We found other human remains, skeletons.
How?
Whatever killed my team, killed them too. What the hell am I doing up here, Houston? What the hell am I really doing up here?
Oh, yeah, it's a cover-up.
What was that? Something is inside my suit. It's cooling up my leg. What the fuck? It's on my stomach. It's fucking... It's cooling up my fucking chest. Jesus Christ. Fuck. It's fucking going to be open. Do you copy? It's inside of me. Oh man.
That's reminiscent of Jim and Them on the Moon, going back to the early Jim and Them.
Anyways,
that's Louis Saunderson. He found his niche and he went with it. Good for him.
It's one of those things that, like, it's so simple that you'd an idiot, and I mean all three of us, would never think, like, you know what I should do?
This guy needs to be in the next Alien movie.
Alien. But yes, thank you, Eric.
I'm just going to make a YouTube channel where all I do is overreact to things and cry to dramatic movie moments. Well, like, and take the tropes and, like, really drive them home.
That's probably exhausting too by the time you're done filming, screaming and, like, fake crying.
Dude, every week my voice is gone by the end of this 3-hour podcast.
But it's funny to think too, like, he's probably like, shit, I could do some, like, space ones. And he had to, like, hop online, look up, like, a costume. Uh-huh. And then sometimes he's probably sitting in, he has, like, a wardrobe somewhere. He's like, all right, what have I not done in a while? Okay, I did, like, a mountain climber. I just did I've been doing just regular dad for a while. I'd soldier. Well, let's bust out the old space suit again. Let's do, what can be going on in space? Freezing to death?
I did fireman, but that looks a lot like search and rescue. Okay, let's do a rock climber thing. Oh, let's do a found my son's bones dug up in the forest. Like, and I'm searching. Okay, this works. This works. I did paramedic, but what if I'm a doctor?
But other people looking for clout. Speaking of people looking for clout, I feel kind of betrayed here. Remember that video or that case we watched? It was only like maybe a month, 2 months ago, with the drunk guy with the suspended license that was on video court in his car.
Yeah. Yes.
But this judge apparently is in other videos.
Oh yeah, he's in a bunch.
So, like, what is going on here, though? How fake is this?
Didn't Jeff actually maybe meant? I thought.
Yeah. Did you mention that he was in another one too?
Yeah, he's been in a bunch before that even too.
So what? Like, how is this always happening?
I don't know.
Am I the quarry guy now again? This has to be fake.
Is it like how all the silly stories come out of Florida, but that has to do with some rule where it's harder to, like, it's easier to find those things? Is this one of those things? Well, like, he lives in a county where these videos are easy to find, and so people just pour through them and
maybe
find the crazy ones.
Maybe it's just like he blew up on one, because back when we still pretended COVID was real, this was like a thing where they had Zoom court or a thing, and I think they just continued doing that because it's easier than having people come. So maybe he popped off because I remember seeing him for something before we saw it. His World Star loves this guy.
So it's like,
that's
the news,
what I mean.
Then,
like, but, like, is this, I'm trying to find out, like, does this guy have some sort of TV deal, though, in the works? Like,
well, it's got
to
be like the news, how is where this? People on the news lean into that shit because it's the only way they can get views.
I mean, I guess to be fair, he also does, I think I'm looking at it now, he does do a live feed. So maybe just the fact that if he's always broadcasting his things, like, this could happen to judges a lot, but it's like he knows how to make it more viral or something.
Yeah, he has it.
Bring us out to September 4th, 2024, 9 a.m. What's the holdup? Oh. It's trespassing. Pardon? I don't understand what the holdup is. It's trespassing.
Because, I mean, this is insane. This guy, the defendant, just starts talking shit and cursing at the judge.
Yeah.
Like, it feels like a fake TV thing almost.
What do you mean what the holdup is? This is a it's an arraignment, right? Or a preliminary exam? No. You're not charged with a felony, so it's not a preliminary examination.
Right.
You were arraigned in this on July 24th. Mm-hmm. They set this date. Your attorney hasn't been able to talk to you about the cases at all.
Okay.
So I'm trying to give... I mean, I can set it for 2 weeks out.
Yeah.
But the problem...
I'm tired of the state. I'm ready to leave the state as soon as possible.
It's trespassing. I could technically leave and you guys could issue a warrant. As long as I don't return, you can kiss my ass. This is
you know what? You know, no. I'm going to tell you what. You don't come in here. You don't
fuck you.
Okay.
Wait, who are the guys kind of on this shit, though? I hate this shit.
That's
like contempt, where you just start.
Where they just start, because what happens, you just get stacked fucking charges.
Yeah, and all next thing you know, you have like 6 months in jail. But I mean, obviously you should just shut the fuck up, though, too. But it does kind of suck.
I mean, is this Great Britain? Do we not have freedom of speech? What the hell?
Who are the guys on the bottom?
I don't know.
They're in the Zoom for their, because they're, this guy's actually in court. Yeah. Most of these are a guy, like they, all right, next hearing, and that guy, Keith, because that's the,
okay.
I don't want to spoil anything, that's the funny part of the video, kind of, is this guy.
Oh, I didn't realize what those other guys were either.
Yeah, no, because most of the videos you see of this guy is are people on their Zoom arraignment, which is a great idea. You shouldn't have to go to court for this shit, but.
I'm going
to
tell you what. You don't come in here. You don't fuck you. Okay. That's contempt. That's 93. Keep going.
Fuck you.
That's another 93. That's another 93.
These are 93 days he's getting.
So
each time.
He's got like a year now.
That's another 93. That's another 93. That's six 93s consecutive.
Here's the thing. Like you guys said, you know what? He's acting crazy in court. There should be a punishment. He gets 193.
Yeah.
But as long as he continues to act crazy until he kills someone or attacks someone, like it becomes a new thing, that's 193.
Yeah.
You shouldn't get to stack him. That's not how that works.
It does feel bizarre.
This is like temporary.
I mean, to be fair, though, the guy should shut the fuck up, but it also is like, it feels pretty egregious to what? Now he's walking away with like a year and a half.
Yeah. In Dungeons and Dragons, you can get temporary hit points. You can get it from so many different places that if you're allowed to stack them all, you just be invincible, Jim. So basically what they say is, well, if you have four temporary hit points and a new thing gives you six, you just have six. You don't have 10. That's what the courts should look to Wizards of the Coast and Dungeons and Dragons and Jeremy Crawford.
Which edition?
And say, we would like, fifth edition.
Okay.
The 2024 rule book.
Okay.
And say, we believe that the court's system for, what was he doing?
At trespassing,
but what? But it,
oh,
what
was, contempt of
contempt.
Court.
Contempt should now work from henceforth the same way as temporary hit points in Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah. The guy on Zoom, that was great. And it works out great for that guy, I bet.
Yeah.
He's up next.
And they get to kind of goof around a little bit.
Okay, it's People versus Keith Jenkins.
Oh, yeah, Keith Jenkins.
Mr. Jenkins does not want to, he does not want to unmute.
He does. I had a lot to write down on that.
Well, it is funny that, I mean, I get it, like he's disrespecting the court, but it couldn't have been that bad. They're laughing and having fun now. If anything, he made a great situation for them.
Enjoy, a year and a half of prison.
Now
when you're a judge who monetizes your courtroom, you probably are pretty stoked right now.
And at that point, is that that guy just wants three hots in a cot, and he's like, sweet, now I got a year and a half of no rent.
He's a three hots in a cot guy for sure.
Chat's saying your defense of no stacking is idiotic.
What?
What?
You can't just stack points in D&D. What do you mean?
No, that's my point.
I'm saying it should be like that.
I'm saying they're saying... Yeah. I'm with you.
Oh, yeah, the chat's crazy. Chat, I am saying that contempt needs to work just like temporary HP in Dungeons & Dragons. If you did a million things and they were all coming from the same thing and they all stacked, that'd be crazy. It would add up too fast. It wouldn't make sense. It doesn't work that way. It needs to be one thing is one thing and maybe another new thing. But saying fuck you a bunch of times isn't a new thing. Saying fuck you is one thing. Punching the bailiff is one thing. Lighting a Molotov cocktail and throwing it into the jury. That's a third thing.
Yeah. Sexual assault, too. No stacking.
Yeah. Caramel Spartan in the YouTube chat. Mike, it's like using Eldritch Blast and stacking them. Is that true, Mike?
Well, I would say that it's more like how with Eldritch Blast, when you use it multiple times, with most spells, you only add your charisma modifier to one of them. Mm. But if you have the correct invocation, you're allowed to add your charisma modifier to all of them. There, this guy doesn't have the right invocation. He shouldn't be allowed to add his charisma modifier to all of the Eldritch Blasts.
Yeah.
Put very simply, that's all I'm saying.
So if his Riz was high enough.
Yeah. If he had a high enough Riz.
Yeah. Have D&D players started calling it Riz? Is it better?
Ooh, I don't know if they have.
Yeah, Catherine, contempt of court is stupid, and it's not hard to follow court rules and respect them. That I think that's true. I think it's both kind of true. It's like it's dumb. I thought, because initially when I watched this, I was like, oh man, he's giving out 93 hours over and over again.
Well, because like,
I assumed at contempt, you would get a few days or something out of it.
Well, I don't think contempt should be like nothing should happen. It there has to be some rule to keep people in line.
Of course.
But it shouldn't be every time you're now saying fuck you to me as we wheel you off in handcuffs, it's another 97 days. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Then
3 months of your sorry, 3 months of being alive gone. and then so yeah, then here there was another thing, another video of him again. And what is this wacky situation now he's in?
Oh, the donut now. Michigan for
a this is the donut thief.
Well, this guy's on TV now.
Well, this was this was on A&E, but I don't know if this was like his show or if it's just wacky court or something.
Yeah, you're right.
Arts and entertainment.
Susanna Williams is pleading guilty to third-degree retail fraud.
Although this is just another wild case. Like it is, when you start hearing details of these, you're like, laws are dumb.
Jim, am I now the Jeff that's like, whoa, Jim's waking up.
Yeah.
3 months earlier, Williams, who has a criminal history, including possession of illegal substances, was in a supermarket when she ate some donuts without paying for them.
Hell yeah.
She was arrested and originally charged with second-degree retail fraud. But when Williams failed to appear at her arraignment, a warrant was issued. When Williams finally did appear in court, she was given a bond of $1,000, but was unable to pay.
The troll face.
So she's been in custody for 93 days.
So yes, she's already now she's been in custody for 93 days because she couldn't pay the bail. Like she was eating donuts in a Walmart. I don't
Who
think she
among
can
us
pay.
When we've talked about the Buffalo nickel, the time tax, the self checkout, like one for me, one for you. Who among us has not done that? I within the last 7 days have done the whole like, oh, I'm going to get my mom 2 donuts. And then I go to the self-checkout, and it goes, type in your thing, and I type in donut, and it auto does 1. I'd have to type it in multiple times. I'm like,
yeah, 1's good
for me.
You
know what? 1's close enough. Yeah. If I round down, I did get my mom 1 donut.
Well, for
so,
people...
I should not be arrested for that. And then, 2, if I don't show up to my bogus court date, 97 days in prison, I committed no crime.
Yeah, and for people that are new, I'll explain the time tax, then we'll have Jeff explain the Buffalo nickel. So now, to me, the time tax, it's more so like, say you go to you go to the supermarket, you go to Walmart, you go to Target, wherever you go, and hey, I'm just going in, I'm looking to purchase my items. But sometimes when you go, and it's like, why the fuck is this line so long?
Yeah, why is there one lane open?
Yes. Why do they not have employees here? You know what? I'm going to charge you a time tax for that. So the amount of time that I have to wait, that means that maybe there's a few things that happen to now be on a little extra sale, if you will.
Yeah.
Because my time is not free.
Yes.
Okay. And then Jeff, go ahead and explain the Buffalo nickel.
Well, the Buffalo nickel is even more of an elaborate ploy on there. You go in there with the full intention of never paying for anything. say for instance, you're poor because of your own bad decisions on there. You go in there, you go to self-checkout, you take your items, you ring them all up on there, you go put your card in the machine, and then you take it out and walk out, and nothing ever happened when you put it in the machine. You didn't even hit your debit card, and you just say, see you later, Walmart. And then one time they're like, hey, you.
And then you left
the
card.
Drop the shit.
You drop it and walk.
Drop the shit in. And then you feel really embarrassed. And then you go to another store and buy $5 worth of food.
For the affluent people among us that still want to steal, you simply put in your AirPods.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
And while you're scanning things...
You mistakenly... Oh, you didn't know it
you
didn't
just,
scan.
You just you wipe everything over and you leave it up to chance. Because you know that sometimes you kind of have to go over it a couple times.
Yeah.
Or you have to point at the top, scans to the bottom, or grab the thing. You just simply scan everything over And as far as you're concerned,
it's not your fault it didn't beep.
You've got your headphones in. You're not. You're the only thing you can be accused of is slightly being ignorant of not paying enough attention to their technology. You swipe them all, and whatever doesn't get caught, you take your debit card out, you pay for your money, you take your receipt, you put it in the bag, and if someone comes up to you, you go, "Well, what on earth is happening,
sir?" I swipe.
And then you hand them their receipt, and you go, "Look, compare that to everything." And then they're like, "Well, you're missing a couple of things." I'm like, "That's impossible.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Look at the video. I scanned everything.
Scanned it all."
And they're like, "Well, it looks like some of the stuff didn't get picked up." And you're like, "And that's assuming in some godforsaken hellhole
that
any of these hypotheticals even happen."
Yeah.
What really happens is you're just paying for like 2/3 of what you put in your cart, my dude.
You're still buying your products, but maybe a couple things just happen to go in the bag.
And they just call that's the AirPods slot machine.
Well, in my version of the time tax is, socks are locked up and I have to press a button to get socks. I guess I'm spreading hate speech online. There's a reason for this, and it's not me. I'm not stealing socks. I'm stealing food.
Well, Kiwi Mango in the Twitch chat, sampling food at Walmart's illegal now. What the fuck? And also Max in the Twitch chat, what about the cheese tax?
The cheese tax.
I had no idea the cheese tax was a real thing.
It's because we've had cats.
When Williams finally did appear in court,
she
was given a bond of
$1,000,
but was unable to pay. So she's been in custody for 93 days. Today, Williams appears before Judge Cedric Simpson to enter her plea. She's represented by attorney Ron Brown, who has a long history appearing before Judge Simpson.
Your Honor, we're trying to resolve this case. I believe her jail credit is 93 days on this offense. So she would be seeking a credit for time served sentence with release. I believe the donuts that she stole and ate.
That sounds very reasonable.
The basis for the-
I mean, it sounds. It what, still sounds like she's getting fucked over.
What
but
the
yeah.
lawyer is proposing
yeah.
should be an instant. Sounds good. Bang the gavel next.
Yeah.
Because our system works, doesn't it, Jim?
You
doesn't
think.
Our system yeah. work, Jim?
But
shouldn't
I mean,
that be
I
the,
haven't watched
the exact
this.
Thing that happens.
I think I have faith in Cedric Simpson or J. Cedric Simpson. So maybe
the restitution, if the court were to order,
so there is restitution.
What's the restitution, sir?
Right, you got to pay for the donuts you ate.
Oh, okay.
So, do we know the amount of restitution?
I'm just double checking, Your Honor.
Oh, so he's going to shame her.
They weren't Dunkin' Donuts.
Well, he's already kind of cracking up.
He's
already.
Like shaming Walmart, isn't he?
I think he's shaming her for the idea that she couldn't afford donuts. Like, so what's the restitution? Is it $3?
I mean, he is. I don't think he thinks that's what he's doing, though. I think he's just laughing at the absurdity of the situation.
Well, that's because he drives a Lexus and lives in a mansion. Jim.
It does feel weird that, like, if he is making money off of his court videos, that's kind of strange. Like, usually when it's like a TV show judge, aren't those things where, like, the fines, the people, like, the production pays for those, so technically the people are getting
really?
Stuff? I don't know if this is true. I mean, I think I've heard this in the past where it's, like, people's court, and it's, like, we're siding with $1,000 for the plaintiff or whatever. I thought I heard that the show just kind of pays that as a way to at least you benefit a little bit about by debasing yourself on television.
Yeah. Well, and all the court shows are fake, too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that too. But yeah, I mean, if
this
there
is
ever
real,
was,
maybe
if there, but I'm sure there was maybe a couple real ones at one point. But if there was, but well,
I think that it's clear that J. Cedric Simpson is living in Melbourne because it's a fucking kangaroo court.
They were packaged though. Dunkin' are fancy. You know you can get the ones with the sprinkles.
You want to know what?
And the nuts.
You know.
And the powder sugar.
No, you know what?
They weren't those.
No, Mr. Brown.
They were just, they were
they told
in a
me,
package.
When they told me you were going to be here, I almost stayed home.
For me?
Judge Simpson.
I like
sorry about that 3 months of your life, by the way.
Yeah. They're all doing bits, and she's just like, do I get to go free?
I was raped in prison.
Well, but you know what you'd have to do? I mean, I'm sure this lady is having fun, but even if you weren't having fun in this moment, you'd have to pretend.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, you're the other
you
guy
the other
that's
guy?
Getting contempt.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. You fucking piece of shit.
You don't laugh hard enough. 97. 97. That laugh's fake. 97.
You know what? I'm going to say it. 180.
Meanwhile, the prosecution returns with the restitution fee.
$4.68.
This is a pretty good donut.
They weren't that good, were they, stale?
That's expensive.
Yeah, I think so.
They were a little stale.
$4.68?
Yes.
You've been in since the time of the arraignment, is that correct?
For 93 days, yes, Your Honor.
Court will accept the defendant's plea. Sentence of the court, fines and costs of $250. I'll order 93 days on this case. Credit 93 served. I will also order restitution in the amount of $4.68.
Including additional court costs of $50,
fuck
Williams
off.
Still owes the court a total of $304.68.
This is not fun.
Yeah. Well, but
a bummer.
She went home. Or actually, she's homeless now. So.
I mean, she probably already was homeless. Because it is. It's not that different than just going up to like a homeless guy that's sleeping on the street and like just eating a donut in front of him, being like, haha, this is only like $4. Dude, could you believe this is only $4?
Yeah, they're laughing at the idea that she is here.
Everyone's
for a crime that they're turning into a
eating
joke.
Eating donuts in front of the homeless prank.
But she's free to go and the case is closed.
Yeah, I don't really even get what they were going for with that. Maybe some people enjoy that.
I think they're out of touch. I think that most people wouldn't look at that.
I get it.
And think about the real angle. They think about the fact that everyone's joking about $4.
I get it's a ridiculous situation, but I half expected it to end with him being like taking out his wallet and being like $4.68. We said okay, here you go. I mean, given I understand that then sets a precedent. You can't always be doing that. But I don't know. I expected maybe to be more of a lighthearted like swoop at the end somehow.
Nope.
Although in the same vein, since we're watching fucking court videos, actually I forgot about this one. There's always great clips coming out of the Young Thug.
The YSL trial.
The Young Thug trial. So, this is a very quick one where the lawyer is talking to YSL Woody, but he tries to just say the N word, and the guy has to be like, "What do you mean? What is that?"
Yeah, he's being me.
Yeah, I was just saying, what job. Is it?
But listen, the N would give me money.
You what is what
N? N I G G.
That's such a great answer.
He immediately started spelling it, which is weird.
Well, I think he realized, like, after the...
Because you have to do something.
He had said one G, and then as the second G was leaving his mouth, he's like, this is just as bad.
another G.
E.
And they're like, E? What do you mean, E?
It's great because this...
He's looking at the stenographer, and she's, like, looking at him, ready to, like, push her finger down
on a
button.
If you don't say it, you're in contempt of court right now. That's 90 days for you.
This video is only 12 seconds long, but it's so good.
They're really railroading Young Thug for murdering and just racketeering drugs over.
Yeah, what is it like? Conspiracy, racketeering, whatever. Yeah.
Turns out Young Thug was about that life. We thought he was just a gay guy. Turns out he's a gay guy about that life.
I said, listen, the N would give me money.
What is E?
N-I-G-G.
Oh, nigga.
That's fucking timing, bro. Oh, that's a script. That's a comedy script.
I'm going to miss YSL Woody when he's found dead.
Yeah, I love that guy was like, man, I've already done too many letters. But I have a real...
He didn't drop the A.
That's the thing. Is I've got a real problem ahead of me.
Yeah, he's at a crossroads. Like, I don't know which way to go here.
Do I finish the entire word and it's bad that I spelled the whole word?
Yeah.
Or do I start an E, setting a precedent for a very different version of that word?
That meme where the guy's at the road with like the scary side and the happy side and one is E and one is A.
Yeah, because it's almost like, well, if I say A... Do I even get a pass?
Like I said, you can hear him. Even going into the second G, he was like, oh, God, I'm already saying G.
Please
fuck.
Save me, YSL Woody.
Yeah. Why did I say G?
Please, YSL Woody, I know I don't know you.
You know what you guys are. I mean, stay back.
The end would give
me. And he
me
grabs
money.
The bailiff's gun and puts it under his head, like, don't make me fucking do it. Don't make me fucking do it.
The end would give me money.
He said, listen.
That's so funny.
The end would give me money.
You what is what N?
N-I-G. G. Oh, Negan. You feel what I'm saying?
That's not part of the transcript.
No confirmation.
You heard it.
Just keep going.
Mm-hmm. I almost, would it be bad if on the soundboard we just had the N-I-G-G part?
Yeah, no, that'd be fine.
Maybe out of context, that wouldn't be great.
In what situation would we then hit that button, Jim?
I mean, all the
question.
Time. All the time. We're watching some TikTok. We're like, well.
I'm not saying we can't have it, but I want to know from you.
Yeah, yeah, you're
what,
right.
What are we doing when you go, ooh, better hit that button?
We bring the N. N-I-G-G.
What is N?
He said, listen. The end would give me money.
You what is what N?
N-I-G-G.
That is fucking gold, dude. G. G.
G.
He just keeps saying G.
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 G. G. G. G. G. G. Starts dancing. G. G. G.
Start
G.
Your first, just right.
He doesn't know what. He's like fucking Ashley Simpson on SNL. He just starts dancing.
He just, his chip gets turned off. That's all he can say for the rest of his life. G, 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 G. What is Anne? What a perfect way to put this guy on the spot.
Listen, the end would give me money.
You what is Anne?
N-I-G, G.
Oh, Negan.
You feel what I'm saying?
You feel what I'm saying? That's right.
Maybe I can pull the you feel what I'm saying and put that on the soundboard.
Sure.
Shoot, there was one other. I thought I had one other chord thing. It was just like a quick thing, though.
Darn.
Where was it?
Rats.
N. Let's search for it. N. I. G.
Let's see, Rizzler.
Rizzler. Yeah, yeah,
look through my 13 Rizzler tabs. Surely I have a tab that doesn't say Rizzler at the top.
Yeah,
surely.
This. Do you remember? I mean, I don't think we talked about it on the show, but it was everywhere for a while. It was the classic judge that runs into her.
G, 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 G.
Thank you, Eric. The judge that runs into their classmate, like...
I remember you. You were you got good grades.
Yeah, yeah.
What happened
And it
to
was
you?
Like a good heartwarming...
That's a white lady.
It was a good...
Not in the video. I think in the video we watched.
What were you doing?
I was doing the voice I heard in the video we watched originally.
What is that voice?
It was a good heartwarming story.
I stopped.
And but apparently, I mean, it kind of ended on the upside. Like, hey, maybe he's going to turn his life around. But here he is. He's back in front of his old classmate again.
It was a story that touched hearts across the nation. A judge recognizes a defendant charged with burglary as an old classmate and encourages him to turn his life around. But now, years later, he's in trouble again. And yes, he ended up in front of the same judge. Here's Les Trent.
It was an unexpected reunion that shocked the nation. A judge about to hear a burglary case recognized
it. The stenographer was feeling it.
Yeah, like, yeah, he was. Yeah.
She was like sitting there like ready. Her finger was above the letter like, fucking, what's he going to say? What's he going to say?
Thank you, Metal Corpse. Thank you for the super chat.
Is the suspect.
Did you go to Nautilus for middle school?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
The two former classmates come face to face in a setting that neither could have ever expected.
This is the nicest kid in middle school.
Oh, my goodness.
He was the best kid in middle school. I used to play
sucks because you do feel like he's all the kids. Able to like look at himself. Like she's holding a mirror up to him that he's seeing for the first time and that you want to believe that this, not because it's a video of it, but just like that's the type of thing that like, makes you look at yourself and go, oh shit, what have I been doing?
Yeah.
And that it makes a real difference.
Yeah, his father always... Oh, wait.
Oh, get him.
I...
Look what has happened. I'm so sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
Arthur Booth's shame was there for everyone to see. How a promising young man could have fallen so far. Arthur Booth served 10 months in prison on the burglary rap.
He's aged like crazy.
He was released in 2016.
Good for him.
And guess who gave him a pep talk? That same judge.
You got to take care of your family, try and get a job, stay clean.
It's a group effort to see you succeed. Don't let us down.
I won't. I promise not to.
Fast forward 8 years later. Sadly, Booth is in trouble once again. And yep, just like last time, he finds himself before the same judge, Mindy Glaser of Miami-Dade Criminal Court.
I mean, the first time, that's, you know, a snafu. How did they also do this again, though?
I mean, depending on where you're at, maybe there's just not many judges.
Yeah, well, look at it, because, I mean, they mentioned, I think, in the story here, too, like, now he can't even look at her. That's got to be fucking, it's like, oh, man. Now you're showing me who I am again? What the fuck?
Wait, hey, I had 8 years and not knowing who I was, and look where it, and now I suddenly got to look at my reflection?
What the fuck?
This time, he's charged with a string of robberies and break-ins. Booth was so embarrassed, he couldn't bear looking her in the eye. Judge Glaser recused herself because of their school connection.
I can't hear your case. I'm going to get another judge to hear it, okay? So if you have a seat, somebody else will be here.
Okay.
She made this final expression to her former classmate.
And
hope things work out for you better.
Yeah, that a lot of heart in there.
Hope things work out for you better. But statistically, it won't.
So there you go. There's our court. Those are our court breaks. Those are all the wacky hijinks happening in the court of law.
Yeah, man. He, like, the first one was like the crying when you see your daughter like walk
drown
down
in a pool,
walk down the aisle. But this was just like, you just caught me cheating on your mom.
Yeah. This it was like the first one was kind of like, hey. You've gone down a wrong path, but I mean, I got love for you and I believe in you and you're going to do better.
Yeah.
And then you're like, you know what? The fact that you believe in me, I will do better. And then it's like,
but
oh,
damn,
man.
I want these shoes.
But I didn't do better.
I got this string of thefts planned and I don't, what am I supposed to do? Stop?
We're all kind of dipping into the voice.
What?
The criminal voice?
What voice is this, Jim? I'm simply a man.
Yeah, what would you call the
voice? I'm simply a human man.
Voice?
You know. Oh, and then actually, before we're done, I should have gotten to this earlier. Have you seen the banana cleaner?
I haven't. What is it, Jim? I'm just using a normal voice.
Oh, is that a new character in the Costco-verse?
Hey, it's Big AJ and Justice or whatever. It's me. Regular guy.
It's a hot new product you can get, the banana cleaner.
Okay.
I think it'd be really, it should be flying off the shelves. It'd be really helpful.
Wait, is it just a blowjob?
It's a banana cleaner.
Okay. You watch stuff? You watch court videos?
While you clean your bananas.
Okay.
Now, we asked this question over a decade ago. Why can't you just jerk off normal? Why can't you just, never-ending question. Why can't you just jerk off?
So I have two questions. Is this one of those things where it's like they're calling it that? So, like, you know how, like, back in the day, like, if you wanted to sell, like, a weed pipe on Amazon, you had to call it something.
Yeah. So, I'm sure there's elements of that. Yeah. And they think it's probably a goof or funnier that way.
Well, the second thing is that they're sticking a banana instead of a cock because it's just easier.
Yeah. My
question is, are they calling this product a banana cleaner?
I think they're calling it just a private gadget.
That the video can be put up.
Yeah,
your private gadget.
On the video, I think on the titles, they maybe call it a banana cleaner. For podcasters, it's basically kind of like a controller, but then it has like a block in the middle that you can dock your phone to. And then, it's just like a cock stroker.
Yeah.
Like, and I guess with the...
It milks your dick.
Well, the D-pad, you can maybe adjust the speed or
of
ferocity.
Of how quickly it's milking your dick.
Oh, yeah. See, there's all the...
There's all the cleaning pads.
There's Shia Lude.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's the last thing you see. This is Boba Fett's POV.
That would almost look like, you know, when they say a near-death experience, when you're on your, like, the light at the end. Although, I guess there's not really a light at the end of that tunnel.
Let's see the light.
You're right, your light flashes before you, and it's just you using machines to beat off?
No, it's you going into this tunnel, like, full body, going into the jerk-off tunnel.
Gotcha.
Why can't you just jerk off normally as Jim looks at the tip pincher? Is that
So yeah, and I did pull up their website. It's the Master Genie. I guess Jim.
Oh, so it
brought
is
to you
called
by
the Banana Cleaner,
the Master Genie Shop.
But I guess my question was: is are they pretending it's to clean a banana?
And look, or watch anime,
or is that a cutesy name?
I think it's a little of both. I think it's a cutesy name. Yeah, you watch anime while you're cleaning your fucking banana.
Well, that's the most important thing, is to clean the peel that you don't eat.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I jerk off and watch hentai every day of my goddamn life. I don't need a robot to help me do that. I simply need an uncensored video of a boy having sex with his biological mother in animated form. Uh-huh. That is I don't need all these weird things.
Yeah, just what the fuck?
I need something simple and normal.
Just a simple inside view from the vagina as he's coming inside of his
exactly.
mom.
Exactly. His biological mom.
Is that
mom.
So wrong? Am I to be shamed as I clean my banana and watch that?
Why do we need complicated things?
Jerk off with my other hand?
Yeah, we need something simple and normal.
You know,
Jim's right.
Yes.
Something simple and normal.
What I'm doing is I'm actually tonguing the thing while I'm watching the thing.
I mean, because we mentioned this way back when we, there was like the auto blower thing we watched, like it was actually like 12 or 13 years ago.
The auto blower technology is crazy now. They have it synced up to porn too. They have like a library of like 300 videos where the thing does the thing that's happening.
Yeah, but I mean, but it's like the point still remains that all that happens is when you finish, you're probably like, oh, what the fuck?
Yeah,
what is
it? You peel it off your cock and feel such shame.
Yeah, you peel the fucking alien facehugger off your dick and you're like, what the fuck did I do?
No, I just pull up Angry Birds and use the same controls to play Angry Birds. Suddenly, I'm cleaning more bananas.
Yeah, I'm like, well, I'm done coming. Time to check in on my monk in Diablo Immortal.
Yeah, this is just, the chat's saying it's a fifi. It's the ultimate fifi.
What the fuck does that mean?
A bunch of white guys over here.
Yeah.
You don't know. It's like,
yeah, dog, I'm a white guy.
Oh, motherfucker, white guys. No, a fifi is just, you make it in prison. It's a fake pussy.
Oh.
It's like a sponge and a glove.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I don't mean
it's $100. It says in parentheses, Reddit bro suggested. I'm sorry, Mike. What were you saying?
No, I was going to make a bad joke.
Oh, okay.
You saved me, Jim. Jim, you rescued me from the joke I was about to make.
You say, meh.
I'm also losing my voice. So I sound embarrassing.
Incredible motion. The Genie ride features advanced cleaning motion, ensuring every inch of your banana is thoroughly cleaned. Adjustable phone holder. Oh, the phone can kind of fuck your dick as well?
Well, what am I throwing in there? Do I have to smash a banana in there first? No. Or Jim, am I pouring lube in there?
Jim, it's implying that while you're doing
you can adjust
you can make sure that
I
however you're... Are you laying down? Are you standing up looking down? Are you
I thought
sitting?
Your phone just started shaking.
Yeah.
I thought it just started whipping your phone back and forth.
Well, yeah.
A bunch of people playing Pokemon
I'm
Go
at,
are just
I'm
buying
in the
this
bath-
so it's like steps.
I'm in the bathroom at work. I'm laying down on the floor. I need to adjust it so I can see. I'm just shitting in here.
The Genie Ride offers comfortable grip for effortless handling, temperature control, maintain the perfect temperature for your cleaning sessions, ensuring optimal performance, effortless cleanup.
Yeah.
The device is easy to clean, ensuring hygiene is maintained with minimal effort.
Is it dishwasher safe?
That's a great question. The auto blower was.
Okay. Yeah, just throw that in the old dishwasher.
The Sibian was.
Just throw that at my sister.
Enhance, ensure your bananas are free from dirt and contaminants. Yeah, they really think it's pretty fucking cutesy what they're going with here.
Well, it, sitting in that chair, it is kind of cutesy. It looks like Wally's girlfriend.
It does. It does look like Wally's girlfriend.
Maldonado. It's looking for you, and you're just cleaning up bananas. Wally, what?
Disgusting with the comments. It's a banana. Yeah, I have a banana. Oh, they have screen caps of some upvotes they've gotten on Reddit.
Oh, about to make a banana cream pie. That's actually a great joke.
Yeah, but bad. He fucked up because he should have put a space between cream and pie.
Put no, respect on
words. Evening, cowards.
Put respect on Jean-Luc Bacardi's name, will you?
Jean-Luc Bacardi.
That's my bad. Sorry, Jean-Luc Bacardi.
Who else we got? I smell your stank. Born an alien.
Does it come in extra large? Because 100% sure that I got my old dick.
Yeah.
I'm on this red thread and I got my old dick.
My man got a plantain. Sorry, I'm using criminal voice.
I don't want a girlfriend to see this because it's too good.
It just looks like a gamer mod.
There was one star review, Jim. Do you want to read it?
Oh, yeah. What's the one star review?
What is it, Jim?
It's just some guy screaming about my banana.
Arrived late. Oh, that guy was horny as fuck.
Yeah.
My banana's too large to properly use. That person's a liar.
So it's not perfect, Jim.
Yeah. Tyler's a liar. Did this other Super Chat play? I didn't hear it. Laying down in the from Eric. Laying down in the bathroom at work brings up so many images. Gross.
Yeah, that's how I jerk off at work. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
Mr. Judgy.
Yeah, apparently you're gonna sex kink shame. Yeah, kink shame Jeff.
Yeah, I'm gonna stand up and jerk off at work.
Yeah, what am I gonna do? Sit on the toilet like I'm pooping?
Yeah, I'm gonna jerk off all over poop. No.
It's funny to just have the jerk off company, but you have to like write a nice like about your company and pull up your testimonies.
Oh, FaceTime coming in. Hi. What's up?
It's funny to think too, like when this was in like the business plan stage, like people putting together like pitch decks and stuff like that around. So you see, it jerks your cock off, but the way we sell it, we put bananas in it.
Guys, we made it through green light. They like it.
Well, you love to op apples and bananas.
Jesus Christ.
You're literally on a banana phone. Thanks, Rafi.
Yes, there you go. Banana phone. Good reference.
Buzz, 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 buzz. I'm gonna come.
I guess you could lie too if someone found that. You'd be like, oh, it's for playing games on my phone. It's a controller for my phone.
No one would believe that for even 1 second.
Kind of like, remember, I assume maybe they still have them. They were like fake beer cans that were flashlights or whatever.
Because
I remember
that's a great idea.
Yeah. But they just had insane innuendo in the, like, it almost defeated the whole purpose.
But you put that up on a shelf and say you bought it at Spencer's.
Yeah.
No one thinks it's a sex toy. They just think it's probably some waste of money from for a Spencer's joke.
Yeah. Well, and eye to eye makes a good point. I've literally jerked off everywhere I wanted to. That's called freedom.
Yeah, that's America. Amen, USA, baby.
Yeah, try to do that in the UK. They'll lock you up.
Yeah, they will.
Those, here,
93 more. That's another 93. Yeah. That's another 93.
Every stroke.
Yeah, stop stroking right now.
You're in court.
Some British guy with terrible teeth.
In it. Oh, nana, in it. Getting a bit of the nana.
It's another 93. You better not come.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to come. Do not come. I'm going to come.
Shit.
In it.
I should have been on it.
I'm going to come.
Banana phone.
What else? What else? Just before we finish up here.
Let's just go to some factory deaths. Do we got any Chinese factory deaths? Those are always a good
I mean, there's a quick one. It was, is this one where it's just the guy talking shit?
We're doing a palate cleanser? Is that
yeah,
what
why
doing?
Is it not working all of a sudden?
I can't breathe. You guys are killing me. Banana phone. Thanks, Eric.
Thank you, Eric.
You broke the chat with your banana phone.
It's the wolf pack again.
Yeah, the wolf pack fucked our ass.
It's the fucking wolf pack. God. Oh, God help me if I ever meet the wolf pack in person. If I ever, Jeff, hold me back if I ever meet the wolf pack in person.
Or you assume, give him so many kisses and hugs.
I love you.
I assume if we go to Japan, they'll just, the provided bikes they'll have, we'll just have these on them. And just stick our dicks in them and ride around.
The provided bikes.
There's provided bikes.
Oh, I know. I'm stoked. You think I'm not stoked for Japan?
Yeah, I'm going to stick my dick in that bike like a playing card. I'm a motorcycle. It's just my dick getting sawed off by a wheel.
I don't watch Nippon. I watch Nippon.
Ooh, Nippon, my dick.
I'm just kidding. I'll watch a guy fuck his biological mother uncensored.
Hell yeah. Just some real Czech videos.
I guess that's that. I guess we're done.
Oh, is that that, Jim?
Yeah, you know what?
Have we run our course this week?
Yeah, you know
Are
what?
We out of it?
There's nothing else to really get to. We did it. We had a lot of fun. But before we finish up, favorite part of the show.
It was the Green Day video for sure.
The Green Day video is really good. The Green Day video crying was really good.
Yeah, the guy screaming.
The love from the chat. All the chat.
Shout out to the chat. Shout out to the super chats. You know what? The breakthrough around the ear and how we could maybe potentially make our own ears. Also the potential signing of a Corey Feldman Funko Pop, a very expensive one.
Hell yeah.
A lot of favorite parts of the show this week.
Yep.
What else we talk about?
Hey, when I brought in part two, I talked about this cool place called patreon.com/JimAndThem. We've been on there for a goddamn decade. There are thousands and thousands and thousands of shows. If you enjoy this show, I'm not even asking you to throw some money at us and check it out. I am asking you to sign up for free, listen to a bunch of the shows for free, be a freetard, and if you are enjoying it, check it out. Jim, what do we got for people on the Patreon this week?
Well, we just recorded before we started the show. We recorded a commentary for Corey Feldman's License to Drive movie, which will be on our Patreon around September 1st-ish.
I got to write my letterbox review about that.
Kristen in the Twitch chat said Mike's favorite part was the Rizzler. Good call. But also, what else we got on our Patreon? Oh, there's a new Game Time. That's right. Game Time's back, ladies and gentlemen. If you're not familiar, my co-host N-Man and myself, we host the top sports podcast on the internet, Game Time. It's the top sports/men's rights podcast online. It was a Cinderella story, if you will. One of Jim and Them's biggest fans, he goes by the name of N-Man. He wandered into our chat one time, and little did I know he'd be a lifelong friend. And now I host the podcast with him that's on our Patreon. That's Game Time.
What did Stella refer to him as that one time?
That weird kid.
That little kid you talk to or something.
Is that weird little kid that Jim talks to?
Yeah.
What else we got? Oh, go ahead.
And you blew out the nitrous. You're like, shut up! We're doing weapons within, man.
We also got... what else? Dig Deep. We got to Dig Deep. Kristen and myself, we discuss... the new season of The Challenge. We've got CSI, Caddy Studs Investigations. That's our true crime podcast. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. We also have a new Pitch Storming Ain't Easy,
where we
pull a character and a plot out of a hat, basically, and we write our own film around it. And we then pitch that we have AI try to make their own film and see who does it better. Spoiler alert, we always do it better.
Undefeated. Yeah. Take that, AI bro.
So we have a lot of things. And then, like Mike said, if you're new to us, you could check out the free tier for the freetards, if you will. You don't have to pay anything. And you could check out a sampling of some of our bonus shows at patreon.com/JimAndThem.
And it's not just old, like, hey, this is so old. Who cares if anyone sees it? I went through and handpicked some of my favorite stuff.
For sure.
There's some video stuff, some audio stuff. Some of it's newer, some of it's older, but it's just a lot of things that I especially liked. So wanted to put our best foot forward for the freetards.
Absolutely.
But if that's not enough, Jim, please tell me that you can be that mama bird and you got something to spit in all our new listeners' mouths.
Yes, I also host a podcast with a man by the name of Jacob Burrows, showswhatyouknow.com. We discuss television shows. We've discussed every episode of The Sopranos. We discuss some current shows that are airing. We also make our own TV shows, Blank Meets Blank. We have all kinds of stuff. Jacob has a show called Real History. You can find them all at showswhatyouknow.com or any of your podcatcher of choice, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all the good shit.
Fantastic. Jeff Murphy, How is the world of Las Vegas stand-up comedy?
Oh, my God. The world of comedy is crazy. I got a call to action. You go on the Shock Collar Comedy Instagram. You find any post and you say, hey, I was at the Vegas show. It was great. Where's the video from the Vegas show? You just go to Shock Collar Comedy on Instagram.
Shock, like getting shocked. Collar, yeah. Like the collar that does
you're
it.
Like, hey, yeah, two shows in Vegas, so we want to see the Vegas video. I was there. It was awesome. It was so funny. You were so good. Where's the Vegas video?
Still
we
hasn't
all
want to
see
up,
the
huh?
Vegas video. No, he's just going on bullshit podcasts talking about how it just all came together. You know, it was the Super Bowl. And let's see the video. You has fat he, loser.
Has he put up any of the other videos?
Nope, nothing. It's almost like this guy doesn't know how to run social media. He does a show and then just doesn't post anything about it. Posts his shows that he's doing or is featuring for other people. But, you know, you just go on Shock Collar Comedy on Instagram and say, find any vid and say, I was at the Vegas show recently. Where are the Vegas shows? I want to see it.
Jeff, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but this guy sounds like a piece of shit.
Oh, you know, a lot of people are saying this guy sounds like a piece of shit loser that makes up any clout that he thinks he has, and everyone that's met him hates him. But wow. He has money to put on a show and lose money on it. So we just want to see the show that he lost money on, because I heard it was great. Woo! And also, I love all the new fans. More than the old fans, I like the new fans.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow, fantastic. Well, thank you, Jeff. My endorsement this week, I don't know why. I don't know what prompted it, but I rewatched Prison Break. Because I remember they put it back on Netflix. And I remember when I first watched it, I really liked the first season. The second season was like, oh, they didn't know what to do.
Well, Jim was playing Thin Lizzy last week. That's probably why.
Yeah.
There's going to be a prison break on Fox.
I think that's exactly why. And then the third season is nonsense, and everything after it is just third season and on. It's trash.
But I remember because I watched that show as it aired, and I remember it being just getting worse and worse.
Yeah, the first season I genuinely like. Now, it takes a lot of liberties with the idea of like how plausible something can be, but it's fun and it's clearly thought out and it has a payoff. And it's old TV where they have 22 episodes to do it instead of 8.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is a show that actually uses that 22 episodes. But everything after the first season just falls apart. But I stand by thinking that the first season is a pretty good season of television, especially like how well it aged in several ways for kind of being like what golden age of TV hadn't started, but this was like the prototype to what came after it that would be called the golden age of TV.
On the cusp, yeah.
Yeah, so my endorsement is the first season of Prison Break. Check it out. Michael Scofield breaking his brother out of prison. He didn't kill the president, the vice president's brother.
Yeah, the vice president's brother.
So, the vice president's brother's alive and he's in Alaska. I'm sorry. No, I can't be saying all these things. Just go watch the show. That is my endorsement.
And shit the bed Fred in the YouTube chat. You guys are hilarious. Got to make sure my notifications are on. I should have said it at the top of the show because someone said they had to, like, re-hit the bell or something because they thought YouTube was shadow banning us. Is YouTube trying to fuck with us?
I think they might have just forgot to hit the bell. Yeah. I get the notification every time. But motherfucking bell.
Yeah, just hit the bell. Just in case.
You never
just
know. Sometimes you get shadow banned.
But, yes. So, yeah, as we said, Thursday night this week, we'll be in Japan. We'll be live on YouTube. Come and hang out with us for a little bit. Keep an eye on the channel. Thank you, everybody. On that, I'm Jim.
And we're them.
And we're out.
Word.